Chapter 1. Saturday morning, March the 19th, 1977. With his elbows resting on the kitchen's green melamine table, and his fists stretching the front page of the Chronicle Herald newspaper almost to its tearing point, he stared at the four words. He couldn't seem to pull his eyes from the headlines screaming out so loud he didn't need his reading glasses resting halfway down his long, hawkish nose. He didn't want to, but he had to read the narrow columns below. Just as he was forcing his reluctant eyes down to the left column, a child's voice flew down the hall and smacked the old man on both ears.
"Avriel Allan Rosen!"
With the child's footsteps following close behind, Avriel, or Av to the Dixons and Mr. Rosen to everyone else, quickly flipped the paper onto the table, headline down, and tried to force his mind from that morning's news. A bowl-cut, blonde 10-year-old in dark blue pyjamas entered the kitchen with an exaggerated scowl on his face. Standing in front of the old man, he shot up his hands to show the four 12-inch, fuzzy-bearded action figures wearing long, colourful dresses.
"Av, you see anything wrong with these, huh, do you?"
The old man replied with a straight face. "Good morning to you too, Dewey. They look fine to me, but they would be prettier if they were clean-shaven and let their hair grow out." With an orange tabby coming out from beneath the table and stretching its legs before rubbing up against the boy's shins, Dewey smiled and said, "Hi, Sam," and then looked again at Avriel and switched back to his scolding tone.
"You snuck into my room and put them in dresses."
"You are welcome. It was not an easy task to get my tailor to make those. He asked too many questions and gave too many strange looks. I did try a set of Barbie doll clothes, but they were too tight, too provocative. And when I returned them with the excuse they were too small, I got a strange look from the salesman, too, almost like the one you are giving me now."
"You said we stopped the pranks. I surrendered to you the time you sent me to school. Remember that Saturday? Or was it a Sunday?"
"Saturday, and we called it a ceasefire," corrected Avriel, cracking a quick smile that had become much more frequent since first meeting the boy 9 months before. "The soldiers are more realistic now. They look as if they are putting on a play. During the war, we did that once or twice. There were not any women to play the female roles, so some of the chaps had to wear crude dresses."
Dewey lowered his arms and huffed in defeat.
"Weren't any, not were not any."
Avriel took a sip of his black coffee.
"Right, got it. Weren't any for were not any. Now, what would you like for breakfast? Cereal, bacon and eggs, porridge, or corned beef and cabbage?"
"Ha, ha!"
The boy laughed sarcastically at the question he'd been asked the same way many times before.
"Cereal. Puffed wheat, I guess."
Then he spun around and barked as he stomped back down the hall towards his bedroom.
"I'm going to change them all back, right now."
"Okay, but put their dresses away neatly. We don't want them wrinkled when they decide to act out Little Women."
With Dewey huffing loud enough for him to hear, he added,
"And do not forget to wash your hands and face,"
and received another huff from the boy.
"It's don't, not do not. You talk like Spock, a British Spock. I'm going to get you back, you know,"
Dewey yelled again from his bedroom. Avriel smiled again and then dropped it when his eyes returned to the paper.